From I Was Dreaming to Come to America, Lazarus Solomon, Hungary, arrived in 1920, age 16. I feel like I had two lives. You plant something in the ground, it has its roots. And then you transplant it where it stays permanently. That's what happened to me. You put an end, and forget about your childhood. I became a man here. All of a sudden, I started life new, amongst people whose language I didn't understand. It was a different life. Everything was different. But I never despaired. I was optimistic. And this is the only country where you're not a stranger, because we are all strangers. It's only a matter of time who got here first.
Birgitta Hedman Flichter, Sweden, arrived in 1924, age 6. Most dear to me are the shoes my mother wore when she first set foot on the soil of America. She landed in America in those shoes, and somehow or the other she felt that she was going to hang on to them. They are brown high-top shoes that had been soled and resoled and stitched and mended in Sweden to hold them together till she could get to America. We just kept them. And then, as I grew up and everything, I said, don't ever throw them away.
Edward Corsi, Italy, arrived in 1907, age 10. My first impressions of the new world will always remain etched in my memory, particularly that hazy October morning when I first saw Ellis Island. The steamer Florida, 14 days out of Naples, filled to capacity with 1,600 natives of Italy, had weathered one of the worst storms in our captain's memory. Glad we were, both children and grown-ups, to leave the open sea and come at last through the narrows into the bay. My mother, my stepfather, my brother Giuseppe, and my two sisters, Liberta and Helvetia, all of us together, happy that we had come through the storm safely, clustered on the foredeck for fear of separation, and looked with wonder on this miraculous land of our dreams.